Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas says the decision on whether to aid the Eurozone via the IMF will be made by the government. The Top 09 party has put forward MP Alena Hanakova for the post of Minister of Culture. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed Norman Eisen in the post of U.S. Ambassador to Prague. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says the decision on whether to aid the Eurozone via the IMF will be made by the government rather than the Czech National Bank. For his own part, the Prime Minister said he is opposed to participation. The government is set to discuss the matter on Wednesday, though it is not certain that a vote will be taken. Mr. Nečas said he is aware of the complicated political situation caused by the Czech Republic's reticence, but emphasized that he would not offer a stronger statement because clear conditions for an agreement between European leaders had not yet been given. Eurozone representatives last week agreed to give the IMF a 200 billion euro loan, which would then be lent to the EU states in economic crisis. Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg has voiced his support for providing 90 billion crowns towards the agreement. The Top 09 party has put forward MP Alena Hanakova for the post of Minister of Culture. Ms. Hanakova is a member of the Mayors and Independence Party, which is associated with Top 09. A movement by some Czech artists to appoint Arts Academy Chancellor Ivo Matej was heard by the Top 09 party, but unraveled after Mr. Matej failed to reach an agreement with party chairman Karel Schwarzenberg. The outgoing culture minister, Jiří Beser, handed his resignation to President Klaus on Tuesday afternoon. His resignation was compelled by the fact that he had failed to report property and business interests in the United States in his property statement. The Mayors and Independence Party has said he will stay on as deputy chairman as he was not guilty of any legal wrongdoing. The U.S. Senate on Monday confirmed Norman Eisen in the post of U.S. ambassador to Prague, overcoming opposition by Republican Senator Charles Grassley. Senator Grassley successfully blocked Mr. Eisen's nomination to the post a year ago, prompting President Obama to bypass the regular confirmation process during a Senate recess and name him to a temporary one-year term due to expire in January. Senator Grassley's claim that in 2009 Mr. Eisen violated the law by the manner of his dismissal of a high-ranking employee was dismissed by Republican senators, who pointed out that a court had exonerated Mr. Eisen from the allegations of improper conduct. The acting ambassador was confirmed in office by a 70-16 majority. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with scattered showers and daytime temperatures of between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.